A reading from the Gospel of Mark. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of the God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priest could lawfully eat and shared it with his companions?" Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for humans, not humans for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. What I like so much about both of today's readings is they make clear that God thinks and works outside the box. In our first reading, God suggests a pretty cunning way for Samuel to identify and anoint the next king, right under the current king's nose. Then, when Samuel thinks he's figured out who the next king is, God informs him that that is not the king, and that God doesn't judge by appearances, but by what's in the heart. Of course, we know that David, the youngest son of Jesse and a shepherd, is anointed. And he turns out to be way different than most shepherds, including eating the bread of offering limited to the priests. In the gospel, Jesus certainly thinks outside the box, especially the law box, when he condones his disciples picking wheat on the Sabbath. "The Sabbath is made for humans," he says, "not humans for the Sabbath." This is way outside the Pharisees' box. What are some other indications that God works outside the box? Consider the Benedictus or the Song of Zechariah from Luke's Gospel that many of us say each morning. "God has raised up for us a powerful Savior." Really? This powerful Savior was born in a stable and died on a cross. Not much power there, according to our world today. But Jesus' power was not the kind assumed by most people then or now. His power came from love and a willingness to be true to that love, regardless of the consequences. Or consider who Jesus came to save. In the Hebrew scriptures, the Messiah would come for the chosen people. Even in the Christian scriptures, although it took Jesus some time to realize it, his salvation is not limited to Jews or his followers who would later be known as Christians. His salvation is for everyone. Jews, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Sikhs, atheists, agnostics, and who knows how creative God will be to get the message across to all of us. It takes some exquisite out-of-the-box creativity to save everyone. What about the kingdom of God? Instead of a Make America Great attitude that applies to a few selected groups, God seems to want us to reach out universally to others, the poor, the marginalized, the refugees, the imprisoned. What a novel idea in a society where everyone is out for him or herself. So what's the takeaway for us today? Well, God thinks and acts differently than we do. So we have to be open to God's love in many ways, shapes, and forms. God may speak to us in silence rather than words, or come to us in the person we least expect. Plus, isn't this a wake-up call for us to think and act outside our box? When it's tempting to put our own needs first, should we look outside to what others need? Or perhaps we need to be extra creative to address the needs of the world today, to search for new approaches. When our world is filled with hate and violence, can we live outside the box and be peace and love? Can we find courage to speak outside the box to real truth? As we start 2018, let's make a resolution to let go of those ideas, actions, and things that keep us boxed in and welcome the stranger, the sufferer, the Savior.